Good afternoon. You're listening to News Talk 94.1, Local Matters. I'm Tiffany Anton with the Biz Foundry, and I have Mandy Eller from the Marinville Warren County Chamber of Commerce. You're the president.
Yes. Good afternoon.
So that was kind of a mouthful.
Yes, absolutely.
I feel like all the chambers around here are...
We do.
Because you always have the city and the county.
Right. Yeah, they're often encompass both, and we have to give them both, you know, props because... Sometimes we get our funding from them.
Right, because the cities are just as involved as the counties in a lot of these places.
That's right.
Mandy, are you a local girl?
I'm local from McMinnville, yes.
Okay, so have you lived in McMinnville your whole life?
Pretty much, yeah. I did come to college here in Cookeville.
So you came up to Tech for a little while, but you were born in...
Yes.
In McMinnville or just Warren County in general?
Yeah, Warren County, Rock Island.
So
in between.
It's a pretty area down there.
It's gorgeous. Yeah, the park was like our backyard.
Do you think growing up that you were kind of one of these kids that's like, oh, I need to get out of here. I'm never going to stay here.
You know, I mean, I guess to a certain degree, yeah, I certainly did. I mean, especially when, you know... In high school, I remember applying to Washington College because I thought it was like Washington State.
Yeah.
Because I wanted to get as far away as possible. But, you know, life just happened and it didn't happen that way. But yeah. I mean, that's turned out to actually be a really great thing.
So what did you go to Tech for?
Accounting.
Accounting. Okay.
Yes. The last thing I thought I would do growing up.
Yes.
Yeah.
And so it was probably one of these, oh, you're really good at numbers, so you should do accounting?
Actually, I wanted to be a writer.
Okay.
You know, if someone had asked me what I wanted to do, I would have said a writer. But then I thought, you know, that's not very practical. And I knew that, you know, with my circumstances, I was going to have to take care of myself. And so I had to go after something practical. And I was actually inspired by an entrepreneur I worked for in high school. She owned a local shop. I worked for a couple of years, and I just thought she had such a great drive, and she'd raised these children on her own with the shop, and she really connected with people. People loved her, and I thought, wow, that's a really great way to spend your life. And I was inspired by her drive, and I thought, you know, maybe I'll try out this business thing. I think that's where I should go. But then the accounting class really intimidated me. I thought, oh no, I'm not going to get it. I don't know if I can do numbers like that. But it actually made sense. It clicked. It took a couple of weeks, but then it made sense. And I thought, well, if this actually makes sense to me, because it's not the kind of thing that makes sense to everyone, well, and you know, you can make a pretty good living this way. And so I did. I pursued accounting, and I was super serious about it and very competitive. But it was some personal circumstances that actually kept me in McMinnville. So, you know, at the end, I was disappointed, you know, because I qualified for those big firm jobs. But, you know, it really was, I had to stay in McMinnville. So I ended up finding a job in the automotive industry and doing.
Did you think
accounting.
At that point at all, like, I'm just going to start my own business? I have an idea or I have,
you know,
I want.
Well, it was that risk that I wasn't really sure if I could take. You know, I really wanted to get.
I mean, at 22 years old, it's either terrifying or super exciting to start your own business.
Right. Yeah, that didn't come until later. But yeah, at first I am. You know, I actually went for my MBA and thought I was going to be a CPA, and I started working in the corporate accounting world, and I thought, you know, I've worked really hard. I kind of had this existential crisis. I've worked so hard for this, but at the same time, I don't know that I want to do this for the rest of my life. I was worried if I got my CPA that everyone would always want me to be a CPA, and I wanted something different. I wasn't exactly sure, but I wanted to be more broad and keep my options open. But I did that. Did corporate accounting, ended up doing internal control. I found my way back to writing. And so when this certain law was passed, Sarbanes-Oxley, I actually worked for a Japanese automotive company. So when Japan passed that law, I had learned that in college. And so I said, hey, I can do this. I can, you know, part of it was documenting policies and procedures. So I finally got back to writing. And so I ended up starting out small with just the accounting department. And in a couple of years, I ended up handling the compliance for all the American operations for that company.
And this was a Japanese company that was based in McMinnville?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah, Yurozu Automotive. Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Are they still
yes.
there?
Yes. Okay. Mm-hmm. Yes, very much. I still visit them sometimes.
So. Awesome.
Yeah, I mean, I got to go to Japan and learn and... and then I traveled a lot between Michigan and Mississippi during that time.
Did you realize as a kid growing up in Rock Island that there were companies like that you could work for, that you could have the opportunity to travel to Japan from working in McMinnville, Tennessee?
No, not at all. No. You know, my parents were, they were business owners. They had a nursery and we had a small farm where we lived. So, you know, I mean, that was just kind of, I didn't know that much, you know, growing up, I didn't know that much outside of Warren County.
Right. I think a lot of times you just know the environment that mm-hmm. you're in. Mm-hmm. But then, especially for me, I'm not from here. Right. And as I've learned more and more businesses, I'm like, well, this business is the business that I know of that, you know, from all these other places, it's based right here. That right. No, there's no
right.
way.
Right.
Towie Boats is one yes. of the mm-hmm. it's a boating company and, right. and he makes these boats and right. they're competition boats that go all over the world.
All over the world. Yeah.
And mm-hmm. it's like, no, that can't be just from like little old McMinnville. Yeah. And so I yeah. think it's really amazing to see the opportunities that right. as a kid, you just don't. You don't know. You don't see.
Right. Yeah. And it's important to be exposed to those opportunities.
Right. Yeah. yeah. And how do you combat that in a small rural town like you're in?
Right. Right. You know, I mean, I think it is making sure that students get exposure to those things. You know, we have a certain program that we do. We work with Junior Achievement and we have small business owners go into the middle school and as part of our volunteers and they talk about what they do. And our young professionals actually goes in a separate event. And we have representatives there. Some of them work for banks and things like that, but others are entrepreneurs and they kind of get to tell their story and how they ended up there. So I think just exposing them at a younger age is always good. So they know the options.
You know? Yeah. You're listening to Local Matters, News Talk 94.1. I'm Tiffany Anton with the Biz Foundry, and we have Mandy Eller, president of the Warren County, McMinnville Warren County Chamber
yes,
of Commerce.
That's right.
You know, you're doing accounting, you're in the corporate world. Mm-hmm. What makes you go into chamber work?
Right. Well, you know, I had reached a certain point in that corporate world doing that law. I'm a builder. I figured that out. You know, I like to build things. I like to work on new projects. And we were reaching a maintenance phase. And I knew at that point they were going to start kind of phasing it out. And I looked around me and said, you know, what else could I do? Nothing else really fuels my passion. And then I found out that I was expecting twins. And I thought, okay, maybe this is life trying to tell me to like just chill out for a little while and try to figure things out. Mm-hmm. And so I did stay home for a couple of years. And actually that whole experience inspired me is when I actually did have a business. So I was actually, it's something radically different. But I became a birth doula and a childbirth educator and a prenatal health coach. And it was something I could do when they were very young. Mm-hmm. And so I actually took over a business in Nashville and expanded into Murfreesboro and contracted with also lactation consultants and had this team of people who did it. But ultimately, you know, I wasn't able to do a lot of that work myself. It was more working through them. And that didn't really satisfy me. I guess something
you were like
happened.
An office manager,
right,
essentially.
Right, right. Yeah. And the reason why I had done that was so I could work with the people. Mm-hmm. Because something happened, you know, when I had my sons, and I guess it's self-actualization. But instead of, you know, wanting my career to be about me, I wanted it to be about other people. I didn't, you know, I needed something more. I needed a greater meaning. And so that
motherhood
was a great
will
way
do
to
that
set.
To you.
Yes, yes.
It will change you a bit.
Absolutely. I want them to admire me, of course, you know, yeah. and to be able to have a good story about their mother.
Right.
And so, you know, for me, I just wanted it to be about something bigger. But after that, you know, I did end up transitioning from that just because it was such an office manager role. And it was so tough with twins trying to work in Nashville and Murfreesboro. But I ended up taking a position and going back to being a financial analyst. But it only lasted 6 months. It was like the least amount of time I've ever spent on a job in my life. I'd worked since I was 15. But, you know, because that had just changed. I had changed. I had seen something different. And I just wanted to serve people. But I didn't know exactly how. And so I just ended up leaving that job. You know, it's one thing if you cry on your way home from work, but it's another if you're crying going in.
Yes.
And
you're leaving young boys. I mean, yes. How old were the boys at that point?
They were three.
Three. Mm-hmm. So you're leaving 3-year-olds
mm-hmm. 12 hours
somewhere mm-hmm. and you're going to a job that doesn't fulfill you.
Right.
And that
right.
doesn't yeah. it just, do well for life.
Right. Yes. And I was just have this big pull inside of me that this is not what you're supposed to be doing. There's something else. And I just quit and I'd never done that. And so, you know, just a leap of faith. And I thought, well, something's going to come along and I'm going to figure this out. And 6 weeks later, this job opened up. And I had actually Googled that when I was looking to, you know, maybe get back into the workforce. And I thought, is this nonprofit? Is this government? What is this? But whenever it came up, I had a friend who was on the board and he said, hey, this job just came open. You might want to look into it.
The president job.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yep. And so I sat down And I thought about, because, you know, I had the experience from the corporate world and I had the experience from small business. And I thought, what would I want to do that could benefit them? How could I help them from this perspective? And so I made a list of objectives and categorized them. And I took that to my first interview. And I left them with that because the first one was just kind of getting to know you. And then my second interview was going through all of those steps. And I was hired a couple hours later.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
So how long ago was that you were?
It's almost 5 years. It'll be 5 years in December.
Wow. So you, yeah. I mean, with no chamber experience,
no
government experience, just a local girl.
Right.
So, you know, you knew Warren County and McMinnville a bit, and you had that business experience to really take the chamber. Right. How do you think the chamber has changed in the last 5 years?
We've grown a lot, you know, and we were not in a good state when I came in, and I don't want to blame prior management for that because there's a lot of factors that go into it. I've seen, there's a lot of factors. Mm-hmm. And so, but we were not doing well. Our membership was half of what it is now. And our financial, you know, we just weren't in a good financial spot. So I just took the first year in learning. And just watching and learning what we did and taking those notes of, is this really benefiting anyone? How am I spending my time? How could it be better spent? Because, you know, there's all these committees and all these boards. And I felt like I was in meetings most of the time and not really getting to work. And so this changes started to really happen in 2016. And we started to take an aggressive look at, you know, our program of work and what are we doing that really benefits our members. And it was really taking the leap to the tiered benefit system. That probably seems really boring to people who don't know chambers, but it totally changed the way we did business for the 66 years we had been in business. And so
we're going to talk about that in just a second.
Yeah.
Before we run out of time, we'll talk about what the tiered benefit system
sure.
is. So
okay.
We'll be back in a second.
What's so important about shopping with locally owned businesses?
When you shop local, your hard-earned dollars stay here in the community, helping to benefit your friends and neighbors, local schools, roads, and all aspects of community life.
But what happens to my money if I spend it online or at a national chain store?
In most cases, the profits go far away, out of state, corporate headquarters, or even overseas.
It doesn't take any extra effort to shop local. OfficeMart on South Jefferson and Cookeville is your locally owned office furniture and supply store. For over 35 years, they've been proud to serve businesses in the Upper Cumberland with quality and value. You get real customer service too. And unlike shopping online, you can actually see and try out the large inventory of office furniture in their showroom. And when it's delivered, it's not a box on your step. They're glad to install and set up everything. OfficeMart. There's no other locally owned office store in the region. South Jefferson Avenue across from Hardee's. Shop local at OfficeMart.
Welcome back. You're listening to Local Matters on News Talk 94.1. I'm Tiffany Anton with the Biz Foundry, and I have Mandy Eller from the McMinnville Warren County Chamber of Commerce. Right. And you are the president.
Yes.
And we were just mentioning that you kind of made a change that hadn't happened in 66 years.
Right.
Of a tiered benefit.
Yes.
Partnership?
System.
Yeah, for your members. Mm-hmm. And so tell us a little bit about that and where what inspired you to make those changes or
sure.
where did you see that?
Well, I was about 6 months in and I knew, you know, from my accounting experience, I ran the numbers and I thought, man, we're going to need cash within a year and a half. And I have to figure out how we're going to provide more benefits for our members. And I went to this. Thankfully, my board sent me to the Institute of Organization Management. And so that's like a chamber training. It's just for chamber professionals because we have some really unique challenges. And so we don't have a lot of competition, don't have a lot of people to learn from in our community. So it's great to get that insight from other people. And so I did that for 4 years. But this first year, I learned about the tiered benefit system. And it made so much sense because a problem I could see right away is that, you know, we were saying, if you want to be a member of the chamber, it depends on how many employees you have, you pay this amount. Well, that just doesn't work in a consumer-driven market. It just doesn't work for people anymore. And so we really, the tiered benefits made sense because you get to buy in at what level and choose how you want to use your membership. So, and it also, for us, it really streamlines the operations and it gives us great feedback because as these businesses say, I want to buy in at this level and this is how I want to use my membership, it tells us, you know, we had that problem of what are we doing that benefits our members? It tells us what benefits them.
What they appreciate, what they're into. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
And then you can change that as times change.
Yes. Every year we've continued to refine our tiers and our benefits to our members. And it's been huge. You know, we've come along with some, you know, the young professionals has been something that's been huge. We've seen that really helped to turn us around, you know, where people are standing in line for a sponsorship. So, wow. You know, and that was something that wasn't possible 5 years ago.
Yeah, that is big changes. And the other thing you mentioned, you know, learning from other chamber presidents, not every area is the same.
Right.
Cookeville faces different challenges than someplace like McMinnville does because you are a bit more rural.
Mm-hmm.
But I was walking around downtown McMinnville within the past month or two, and I thought, gosh, in 5 years, I could see McMinnville being where Cookeville at least was 6 years ago, you know, of just, you know, the apartments upstairs downtown and just the downtown being so built up and just a beautiful area and all the tourism that you guys have going on down there.
You.
And it is just, I don't know that, how do you face kind of like letting people in the big city of Cookeville, I say with quotation marks.
Yeah.
How do you reach this area to let people know, well, McMinnville's here and we're making changes.
Yes. Well, that was something, you know, we were really behind on too, our tourism marketing. And that started coming along, let's see, in 2016, we first did this marketing assistance program with the state and we got to know this company Design Sensory and they were fantastic. And so we knew we needed to rebrand and you have to be able to reach that market. You have to be attractive to a more urban area. And so we need to look cool. And we needed something that would tell our story because we have this really great story to tell, but that's always our challenge. How do we tell our story in a very succinct way? And so we did this rebranding project. It debuted in March of 2018 and we did this brand awareness campaign. We were focusing on Nashville and Chattanooga, but Cookeville is also one of our target markets that we identified in our strategic planning process for tourism. So, but yes, I mean, it's that we're definitely going to have to move on our social media. We've done some of that. We did that with our brand awareness campaign, but we're about to kick off a big campaign with Design Sensory to do consistent social media, email marketing, and all of that. So
So you have an accounting degree. Mm-hmm. Where do you how do you learn how to manage a marketing team and kind of figure out what's going to work and what's not? And
I don't know. I mean, it's imagination and creativity. And if I mean, it is. It's tapping into that. You know, it's and marketing is. It's not rocket science, but you just have to think about, you have to think about what people want and, you know, and
do you think part of the fact that you're a local girl, you kind of know the people
definitely
a little bit more?
Yes.
I've kind of felt like that with marketing purposes in this area. You're going to get almost just as far by being at things and your face being recognizable. So many places I've gone to lately, this is Tiffany, she runs a Biz Foundry. And it's like, well, I don't. And my boss has been around here for 6-7 years and he's the face of it.
Yeah.
But because I'm getting out there and I'm talking to people, it's almost brand recognition a little bit now.
It is.
So do you think some of that, I mean, just you being from the area, you know, it kind of helps you.
I think so. I mean, and I think at the state level too, I think because it's authentic, you know, I genuinely want our community to thrive. I mean, I have a vested interest. My sons are there, you know, and I want them to grow up. And when they go away to college, be able to say, well, I'm from McMinnville and someone say, oh, that's a cool place. Instead of what I heard. You know,
and what is it that you heard?
I mean, you know, like, oh, I hear, you know, just bad things about it. That it's boring. There's nothing to do.
Yeah. Thank goodness you got out. You
right,
know,
exactly.
I think the thing that people need to realize is that probably everybody thinks that no matter where you're from, you know, everybody.
Yeah.
I mean, I grew up in Metro Detroit, a sprawling area. And, you know, oh, I'm going to leave. I'm going to get out. And it was a metropolitan area.
Yeah.
Like it wasn't, there was tons of stuff to do, but I think everybody just thinks.
Well, you overlook it because it's always in front of you, you know, but people from other places who don't have rivers and mountains and, you know, hiking trails and all these outdoor activities, They would see the value in it.
I mean, yeah. I'm guessing growing up and having Rock Island as your backyard, you probably were like,
right.
I don't want to go hiking.
Right.
I don't want to look at waterfalls.
Right. Yeah. It took me a little while, you know, to really gain that appreciation. It took until like my later 20s to really say, you know, to understand why I need to be outside.
Yes. Yes. I grew up with way too much snow. And so I'm I'm over the snow. But but when I go back, it is pretty. And I, you know, do appreciate it more. So in case you're just joining us, we have Mandy Eller from the McMinnville Warren County Chamber of Commerce. You are the current president.
Yes.
What are the future? What do you see going for the chamber of the future? How do you see it growing? You kind of have mentioned the marketing and branding of things.
Right.
Yes. Do you see just keep membership growing? And
well, yes. Well, that's the thing. We want to grow it all. So, you know, and that and how do you do that on such few resources? You know, there's only three of us, three full-time, one part-time person in the office. So that's a lot, you know, to handle. And our tourism has really ballooned in the last few years, the work that we're doing in tourism. And also grant writing. We've been doing a lot more grant writing. And now we have some administration in the city where we can really move on some of these grants. And so we need to be taking more advantage of that. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we had the strategic plan come out, the adventure tourism plan come out in March of 18, and then the comprehensive plan for Warren County, the economic development plan come out in October of 18. And so now we're looking at aligning those objectives with grants, because we see that really in order for these governments to buy into it, we're going to have, you know, we're going to have to seek some grants for them to say yes.
Well, and I think you guys have done an amazing job with your partnerships too. So, you know, as a Biz Foundry is hopefully in the next couple weeks opening a space down there, you guys have been welcoming with open arms.
Absolutely.
And that partnership of what we can do to help you and what you can do to help us and just that cohesion. I think that's what's kind of magical about the Upper Cumberland region is remembering we're in this together.
Absolutely.
And if we grow this whole area and we, you know, it's not a competition.
Right.
If all of us are doing well, you know, the whole area does well.
Absolutely. Yes. People don't see county lines when they travel, you know, and if we can improve the reputation of the Upper Cumberland overall, that's only going to be great for us.
Right.
You know, I mean, because we're seeing this big shift, these baby boomers retiring from our workforce, and it's going to leave this big gap for rural communities and even places like Cookeville. There's a transition period, you know, where you have to bring in younger people. And especially in a smaller community, because, you know, we don't have that university there with the younger people to feed into a system. So we have to attract them here some way.
Yeah.
So, but we're thrilled you guys are coming.
So are you thinking that that's kind of where investing a bit more into the younger population?
Yes.
And I think the other thing is that chambers have gotten in the past probably 90s and early 2000s, this bad rap of like this old, like, Chamber of Commerce,
right?
You know? So I think you guys have done a really excellent job of trying to rebrand that and be the cool group. And
well, I have a great team.
Yeah.
You know?
And that helps a lot to have to be able to push forward and move forward with things.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
So, what, for you personally, you think you'll kind of stick with chamber work, nonprofit work for your future? Or you
maybe, you know, I hope that the chamber can continue to grow. I hope that we can figure out how to grow, because, you know, I mean, the tourism has gotten so much that we have to address that. Because if we're really going to get serious and grow in that area, we need to figure that out. And also, I think, you know, our chamber needs to be stronger in governmental affairs. That's one place I haven't really gotten to grow that yet. And I don't know if we can do that and tourism at the same time with our current resources. So that's a big question.
Trying to figure out.
So I hope that the chamber can grow in more of an economic development overall direction.
Yeah.
I'm not really sure how that's going to look at this point.
So how can people, if people want to connect with the McMinnville Warren County Chamber of Commerce, how can they connect?
Well, I mean, you can always give us a call, but, you know, we have our social media, Facebook, we're McMinnville Warren County Chamber of Commerce. Check out our Visit McMinnville TN as well. And then we're on Instagram as well. So.
And your young professionals group is called what too?
MYP or McMinnville Young Professionals.
Okay. Yeah. And because they're really active on
social media
as well. So
yeah, active group.
Yeah, so I'd like to see all the action. I really think of the Upper Cumberland, McMinnville's the next to pop.
Oh, thanks.
I think after Cookeville, I think it's just going to be, you know, like I said, in the next 5 years, I can see a lot of the things that have happened here over the last five years to be happening.
You know, and the way that you do that is you have to make sure that all of your leaders are on the same page and willing to move forward. Mm-hmm. And that has been something, you know, County Executive Haley and I have been focused on for 5 years, is just making sure everybody's on the same page. And it's such a slow process, but you have to have that to really move forward. You know, that's what Chattanooga did to completely turn around, you know, and so, that's our goal.
That's awesome. Yeah. Well, I can't wait to see how things progress in the next bit. And I can't wait to see what happens with you personally. And, and like I said, our partnership down there, I'm looking very, very forward to coming down.
So
next couple of weeks.
I've wanted that for 5 years. It's great.
And we're coming. So thank you so much for being here today.
Yeah, thank you for having me.